From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama is in Kenya amid tight security for the start of a landmark two-day visit. Mr. Obama touched down in Nairobi Friday evening and was greeted on the tarmac by Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta and other dignitaries. The U.S. president shook hands with Kenyan officials and signed what appeared to be a guest book before climbing into his limousine. Later, at his hotel, he had dinner with his step-grandmother, his sister, and other relatives. This is Mr. Obama's first trip to Kenya as president. Kenyan Deputy President William Ruto says that that means a lot to his country.
President Obama is not just any other American president. He has African roots, and more specifically Kenyan roots. And so it is significant in a very different way.
On Saturday, Mr. Obama addresses the Global Entrepreneurship Summit. He will also meet with President Kenyatta, give a speech at a stadium, and then later travels to Ethiopia. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says if the U.S. Congress disapproves a deal on Iran's nuclear program, it would give Tehran a green light to develop a nuclear bomb. Speaking at the Council on Foreign Relations in New York Friday, Mr. Kerry said congressional rejection of the deal would undermine President Obama's ability to act worldwide.
I mean, it's a repudiation of President Obama's initiative and a statement that when the Executive Department negotiates, doesn't mean anything anymore because we have 535 secretaries of state.
Congress has 54 more days to accept or reject the deal. President Obama has threatened to veto any legislation that does not endorse the pact. This is VOA News.